Okay, good morning, all. So we're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, and Maseches Shabbos. So it's a little bit complicated, so just stay with me. So Ve'ilu min ha'alachos she'emru va'aliyat Chananiah ben Chizkiah ben Gurion. So at some point, it seems to be that there were some halachos that were decided up in the upper chamber of this person, Chananiah ben Chizkiah ben Gurion's upper attic in his house. And so it's unclear which halachos were actually decided. So it's a bit of a machlokas. Some people say that it's only the halachos in the Gemara, plus the preceding halachos from the previous Mishnah of checking your garments for lice or the like on Shabbos, if you could do that using a candle. So it seems like that's one opinion, that it was the halachos in the Gemara and the two halachos from the previous Mishnah that were decided up in his apartment, up in his upper attic. And some people say that no, that actually every single halacha that we've had since the beginning of the Masechta up until now were the halachos decided up there. But that seems to be the machlokas. So kishalo levakro, when he was visited, nimnu v'rabu beishamai abeis hillel. So they realized that there were actually more people of beishamai, more beishamai chasidim than the beis hillel chasidim. Ushmona asar dvarim gazer v'vayom, and therefore they decreed on that day 18 things. They took a vote, and Beis Shammai obviously always won the vote because there were more Beis Shammai people, so the halacha was decided according to Beis Shammai in these 18 things. And again, so these might be the things that were in the Gemara, or they might be the things that we've been saying in the Mishnah up until now, but either or, that's what the Mishnah states. Then finally, Mishnah Hey over here. So it's a little confusing because we just said that these are all the disagreements they have between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and then the Mishnah proceeds to list different arguments between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. These are not what the previous Mishnah was discussing. It just happens to be, since the Mishnah was discussing Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and now we're going to quote a few more disagreements between the two of them with regards to Hilchos Shabbos, and in particular on Erev Shabbos. So we'll just do Mishnah Hey right now. So Beis Shammai Omrim, in shorin ziyovisim amanin v'charshinim, ala kadesh yishoru mi ba'od yom. So Beis Shammai say that when it comes to soaking, whether it's ink or dyes, or the technical English translation for karshinim is vetches, which is some kind of vegetable they used to feed to cattle. So you should not do this on Erev Shabbos if it's going to lead straight into Shabbos and it's not going to be prepared yet. But Beis Hillel say that it is permitted to do this, and we do obviously pass on like Beis Hillel as we usually do. Now, what's the reason behind this machlokus? What are they actually arguing about? So it seems to be it's one of two possible things. Either that there's this idea that since God created the world in 6 days and he rested on the seventh, that we can only, in theory, really do work for the 6 days, and on the seventh day we can never do work, even if we started doing the work before Shabbos started. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that Beis Shammai seems to say that not only do we have to rest, you know, ourselves, and we have to rest our animals, but we also have to rest our kelim, our vessels. And if our vessels are doing work on Shabbos, that's not good, and therefore we can't do this. So if they're still the dyes are still kind of being created on Shabbos, that would not be good, even though I'm not doing anything. Beis Hillel would say, no, we have to rest ourselves, we have to rest our animals, but we don't have to rest our kelim on Shabbos. And again, we pass on like Beis Hillel, but we'll see. The next few days, we just have a few more machloks in between the two of these parties. But we'll stop right now.